Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Critics Podcast. I'm one third of the Small Town Critics. My name is Mo.
Gem.
Mahan Haji.
And guys, we're here for the True Detective Season 4 review. True Detective Night Country, excuse me. starring Jodie Foster and Kelly Reese.
Yep.
Before we get into that, please make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Please subscribe. Just subscribe. You know what I'm saying? It'll help us out a great deal. And you know, you can see we're trying to be consistent with releasing multiple reviews in a week. So, you know, we're trying our best. Yeah. But guys, let's get into it. Haji, what did you think of this season?
Great start, not so great finish.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I thought the first three episodes were very, very strong.
Yeah.
Episode 4 as well. But episode 5 was very weak, and episode 6
was a real letdown
for me.
Oh my
god. Real letdown.
Yeah.
In regards to the reveal of the actual kind of like murder.
Yeah.
And murders, so to speak. But just very, very underwhelming. Like, didn't make much sense to me as well.
Yeah.
No comeuppance. For me, I was very, very apprehensive of the supernatural element of it at the start. But it all really worked in the story and the way it was shot and the way that kind of aspect really, really kind of, like, intertwined into the actual kind of, like, mystery.
Yeah.
Especially in episode 1, 2, and 3.
I agree with you a little bit to an extent, but it's like, for me, it didn't work at all this season. I didn't like it at all, man. Like, performance wise, it was fantastic.
Yes.
The way it was shot was great. Like, everything being at night and stuff like that, I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah.
But in terms of the story, like, I just didn't find it captivating enough personally. And I feel like you said, the supernatural element of it, I felt like that was kind of a cop-out, man, because none of it ended up being supernatural at the end of the day. They were just teasing with it,
yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you find out the way, what was her name, Amy? No, Kotok. The one,
yes.
That, was it Amy? I can't remember. The one, the
yes,
girl who...
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Her death was just...
Annie.
Yeah, her death was just because of the men. The men's death was just because of those women, which I thought the women, they read out. That was amazing, by the way. But the fact that you're teasing this supernatural element
and
none of it was actually the cause of it is like...
The reason why I thought that worked is because you begin to think, oh my goodness, is this real?
Yeah.
What's happening? But then when you realize there's actually an explanation to all of this, then yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't work for me.
What about you, Ken?
Was this all filmed in, like, Alaska?
Iceland.
Iceland.
I think Ennis, Alaska, is a fictional place. Fictional place, but obviously Alaska is real.
No, because the whole sort of nighttime prolonged...
That's a thing in places,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does happen.
For 24 hours at a time.
Yeah. Sometimes for months.
That actually does happen.
I can't live like
that. No, I can't either.
I cannot live like that.
Again, I could.
Really?
I could, man.
I couldn't.
That's
do
crazy.
It, man.
I could. I think just the excitement of knowing, just understanding the logistics of it, and it makes sense. It's like, this is just amazing, just phenomena that loads of people in the world don't even know about it.
And it's
circadian rhythm, you need light.
Yeah, is this for me? I don't know. For a lot of these people, I just think, just get out of this town, man.
Yeah.
This is a terrible place to be.
And people are so miserable.
Yeah.
Well. They took pains to show how miserable people were.
But do you reckon it was to do with, obviously, the forever nighttime?
Yeah, and also just in terms of the socioeconomics of the area as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was mostly just for the mining.
The water poisoning.
And the water poison was actually just killing these people. And it's something that's actual reality.
Well, it's in America, obviously I haven't finished it, but for me, like, why I weren't really into it, even from the jump, was I just felt that, like, again, they're teasing something that doesn't seem to be it. It's like, as you say, there's a supernatural element to it, because at the beginning you have a sense that there is something more at play.
Yeah.
Even when with the tongue finding, and when you have the sort of the reindeer that all killed themselves, they jumped off. It's like,
oh, right.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what's going on? It's like, what's that
play? That threw me for a loop.
Then beyond that, no, I was like,
just,
okay.
Bro, the tongue wasn't even explained.
Was it not?
It was not even explained. She asked the lady had nothing to do with us. There was nothing to do. Another thing, the orange that keeps popping up, that wasn't explained.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, another thing, the Pryor's dad, I feel like we didn't even really need him personally. I feel like anybody could have been that
character. That guy is obviously a great character actor. He is.
He's a good actor.
But it didn't make much sense.
We didn't need him at all. That scene though, with Pryor shooting him and so that, thought that was great. That scene itself, that was great.
Yeah.
And I felt for Pryor throughout this whole season personally. Like, I felt so bad for the guy.
He wants to be a family man, but he can't because of Danvers.
Jodie Foster played her character so well, because she was such a piece of crap.
No, she acted it so well. So well. Especially those first four episodes were fantastic, honestly. Yeah. Really, really outstanding work from her.
But like, I don't know, I feel like, and they're trying to take elements from season one, which was amazing, and it just didn't work.
Now the whole link with the Tuttles, and obviously, what's the lady's name, played by Fiona Shaw, great actor, English actor, who, Julia.
Julia, yeah.
Her husband being, his surname in Cole, just like Russ Cole from True Detective season one, them having that connection. And then obviously, in episode six, when the guy says times a flat circle, saying the Russ Cole line.
Yeah.
Again, not needed. You know, it was like playing True Detective Bingo. Not needed, you know what I'm saying?
Can I ask, out of all the True Detective, where would you rank this one?
This is last.
This is last.
Yeah. Season one is the best. And season
one is that one with Mahershala Ali?
No, that's not one. What's his name? That's season...
season three.
Season one was with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
It's top 10 TV shows of all time for me.
It's so good, bro.
Because I haven't seen that one.
And what's amazing is their chemistry is so good. And what's so cool about it is that they could actually be brothers in real life.
Yes.
Which makes their chemistry that much better. Like, it makes sense why it's so good. But them trying to take elements of it, they're trying to surpass season one. They can't get there. They'll never get there, in my opinion.
I don't think the show will ever really, really, truly get
there. It will never reach those heights.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Like I said, top 10 TV show of all time. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes season three, I think, for me. I thought season three was very, very good. Mahershala Ali scene. Then season two, then this.
Yeah.
I like season two, by the way. That's a man who likes season two, and it had so many issues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, I want to say, the horror elements didn't hit for me. I'm usually a person, like, I will get scared easily, pretty much. But it didn't hit. None of them jump scares never got me. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
For me, at the very start, the first episode, when the guy that's literally meant to be frozen to death starts screaming, that got me.
That threw me back a bit, but it never like got me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I never jumped or anything like that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much to say. I just didn't like this season, man, at all.
No, fair play. I couldn't do it. But I just felt the reveal of the actual killer, or whatever it is. I don't want to ruin it for Kim. Like, for me, this was.
It was a bit of a underwhelming.
Was it anticlimactic?
It was so underwhelming, bro. Yeah, it was underwhelming.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it, like them riding out.
But in regards to justice, stuff, it makes no sense. Obviously, it's a rule of law. Like, for them to not do anything didn't make any sense. Like, I think going back to even season one, like, there's certain parts they took the law into their own hands to try and get justice. Yeah. So
I think that ending, it was just kind of like, hey, we can't mess with them. Like, it's and the case is kind of closed, really. They were kind of just going along with just doing it because they wanted peace of mind and stuff like that, but yeah, it didn't work. I love the inclusion of the Native American culture though. That was pretty good. That was done very well. But overall, no story, no, sorry.
It's a shame as well, because Judith is such a big thing. But then I don't know if you heard about Nick Pozzolato, what he's been doing, the creator of the original, obviously, series, who did season one, two and three. He was very unhappy that someone else took on his show, by the way.
Right,
And he's been on Instagram really disparaging the creator of the show, Issa Lopez, just saying horrible stuff about
her show.
And, like, it's been really bad. Like, a lot of fans have been saying bad stuff. And he went on Instagram and said, yo, you guys, don't worry about, you know what I mean? You just talk about this show, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry about what anyone has to say. You know, you guys already know what I have to say, how I feel about it. You go crazy. And they went crazy. And they said a mess about her. And then I thought it was kind of good that HBO vindicated Issa Lopez, because they've greenlit a season five.
Yeah.
As a continuation of the story. I don't know if you knew that.
Of this?
But
stuff like that, I can't get on board with.
Goodbye.
I can't get on board with. Because you want to defend somebody. And
I don't think it was that.
But that's what
also,
it seems like.
Also, because it's not, I don't know if you're also aware, this did numbers. So many people.
But it's going to do numbers on the back of the first three.
Nah, the fact that it's HBO as well. Yeah,
Because of the True Detective name. Because obviously I've heard of it and I've been wanting to watch it because it's True Detective.
Yeah.
And then to be fair, the marketing on Night Country, the way they marketed it was amazing. Yeah.
To be fair, there's another kind of like lawyer detective show called Perry Mason, which you guys know I love.
Yeah.
They did two seasons. They didn't commission a season three, even though it's on HBO primetime on a Sunday. Yeah, so it just depends. And apparently this was really popular and people really, really connected with the show. Not us.
Some people did like it. Yeah, I've seen something. But some people, a lot of people didn't like it. But yeah. This is an anthology series, man. Every season should be different, you know? I don't know.
I'm with you. I disagree that this should be a continuation. Maybe, you never know, she may like see where this story went and see what the critical response, because the critical response has been what we've said, basically.
Yeah.
And she may change her mind and do something different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, I don't really have much to say apart from like the performances were good, but everything else for me didn't work.
Which is completely understandable, and kind of I was really worried after the last 10 minutes of episode 4. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Episode six was annoying. It's kind of like
it was an hour and 15 as well. It didn't have to be that
and
long.
And Jodie Foster was just kind of like, do what you want with him. Then later on, she comes back, talks to him, and it's like, oh my god, he's a witness. We needed him, and it's like, I'm like, yo, what's going on here? But yeah, I don't know. But that's me. Anyone else got anything to say?
I want to see Monk in the next season.
Monk?
You know who Monk is, isn't it? The detective.
Oh, you want to see Jeffrey Wright?
I love Monk.
Oh.
I love Monk.
I'm not going to lie to you. That actually might be banging, you know?
He would be great in True Detective.
He'd be great, yeah.
You got anything to say, Ash?
Nah, that's everything for me. It was a shame, innit? You know what I'm saying?
You good, Cam?
All good.
Well, that was our review for True Detective Night Country. Let us know in the comments what you think. I know there's some people out there that did like it, unlike us. So if you did like it, even if you didn't like it, just let us know in the comments what you thought. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. We will always be here every week. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Peace.